Your horoscope shows a beautiful pathway for spiritual growth through practices that connect you deeply with the divine feminine and devotional energy. The moon ruling your ninth house of spirituality points you toward water-based devotional practices and nurturing worship methods. This means your spiritual journey naturally flourishes through visits to sacred rivers, seaside temples, and places where water meets devotion. Performing milk or water offerings at temples, especially on Mondays during moon hours, creates a powerful spiritual connection for you. Your 12th house of inner liberation is ruled by Venus, which brings a special quality to your spiritual path. This suggests that meditation, pranayama breathing practices, mantra chanting, and devotional music or kirtan naturally elevate your consciousness. Creating a peaceful home altar with gentle incense like sandalwood or sambrini, offering flowers, and spending quiet time in prayer or contemplation will deeply nourish your soul. Venus here also indicates that beauty, harmony, and loving devotion are gateways to higher awareness for you. Right now is actually a powerful time for your spiritual growth. Both these favorable influences are active together through July 2026, creating a rare window for deep inner transformation. This period supports pilgrimages to water temples, beginning a regular meditation practice, or deepening your connection with a spiritual teacher or tradition. The energy continues strongly through early 2028, giving you an extended period to establish and strengthen your spiritual foundation. Your Scorpio nature means you're drawn to depth, truth, and transformation. Superficial spiritual practices won't satisfy you. You need practices that create real inner change and take you into the mystery of existence. Trust that intuitive pull toward deeper practices. Combining water worship with daily meditation and mantra will create a complete spiritual path that honors both your devotional heart and your need for inner awakening. What draws you most naturally right now, devotional temple visits, or establishing a daily meditation practice at home?